For this edition of the Countdown, this is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service, counting down the 10 most popular records in the United States during the second week of June in the historic year of 1945. From a compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, here are the original and sometimes scratchy recordings that now make up the Big Band Countdown. The second week of June, swinging year 1945, counting down the popularity charts to record number 10. Second week of June 1945, that was the nation's 10th favorite record, a tune titled simply Dream, sung by the Pied Pipers, Paul Weston's orchestra. Record number 10. In contrast was record number 9.
Hello, me. Someone's calling.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
He didn't say.
No reply. Nightshade's falling. Hear him sigh. Chloe!
Where are you, you bat?
Empty faces and meaty sighs. Empty arms outstretched.
He's a-crying through the black of night.
I got to go where you are.
Whether it's here or whether it's there, I want to be there wherever you are.
If it's wrong, all right, I got to go where you
Hello,
are.
Hello, Chloe. What are you knowing?
I just got back from a Bardville showing.
I roam through the dismal swampland, searching for you. Oh, is you lost there? Let me be that. Smoke and flame. I've got to go where you are.
Thunder, lightning, shower, snow. When I hear the call, I gotta go.
For no place can be too far where you are. Eight and no chain can bind you. And if you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me. I got to go where you are. Age and all change can bind you. And if you do, I'm gonna find you, my pretty Vivra. Love is calling me.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
Same guy.
I've got to go where you are.
Red Engle had gotten his start with the big band of Ted Weems. And now, in June of 1945, he was starring and singing with Spike Jones at his City Slickers. Their recording of Chloe was record number 9. Number 9 in our big band countdown. Champas. What is it, and what does it do for you? The uniformed services have traditionally offered medical care to servicemen and women at service hospitals and dispensaries. The civilian health and medical program of the uniformed services, Champas, offers health care from civilian sources on a cost-sharing basis to service families, active duty, retired, and survivor. That's a lot of people, 6 million or so, girls, boys, men and women, young and old, short and tall, in shape, out of shape, in every corner of the states and all around the world. All covered by Champas. Second week of June, 1945, Harry S. Truman had become President of the United States following the death of Franklin D. Roosevelt. World War II was ending in Europe, continuing in Asia. Sugar rationing had been a cut again in the United States as supplies neared rock bottom. The United Nations Conference was underway in San Francisco, drawing up a charter. In New York City, Duke Ellington was in a recording session.
I know I was sharing a kiss
without a future in it. You left me a dream to room with, a coffee pot from Peru, a knife and a fork to spoon with, everything but you.
Extra by Duke Ellington. That record of Everything But You was made on the first day of May, 1945. Joya Sherrill sang the words. Harry Carney was featured on baritone. And while that record was being made, just about 8 days later, this record was climbing into number 8 position.
My dreams last night, my dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know, she looks at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago, and though it's a dream I never dreamed she'd ever say hello. Oh, maybe tonight I hold her tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time.
Dreams are getting better all the time by the orchestra of Johnny Long, record number 8. Dick Robertson and Francis Lane sang the words to My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time, record number 8. Counting down to record number 7.
Thank you. never cared much for moonless skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Rainbows in my wine. And now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Big band of Harry James holding down record position number 7 in popularity that second week of May, 1945. I'm Beginning to See the Light, featuring vocalist Kitty Callan. Record number 7 in the Big Band Countdown. Do you know the best way to stop heavy bleeding? The best way to stop heavy bleeding from accidental injury is pressure directly on the wound. Place a pad, such as a clean handkerchief or towel, directly over the wound and press firmly. Hold the pad in place with a strong bandage. A necktie or strip of cloth will serve. Raise the bleeding part higher than the rest of the body, unless bones are broken. Keep the victim lying down and call a physician. The old-fashioned technique of applying a tourniquet to control bleeding is now known to cause more harm than good most of the time. Once bleeding is controlled, keep the victim warm. If he is conscious and can swallow, give plenty of liquids. Do not give fluids if the victim is unconscious or if abdominal injury is suspected. Most important of all, get a doctor at once. Do you remember the best way to stop heavy bleeding? Pressure? Right.
This is London. Tonight, London is a city of song and celebration and thanksgiving. There are fireworks and parties. Air raid shelters are as remote as the covered wagon. Many words have been spoken and much drink has been consumed. London has been somewhat hysterical and still is. The organized killing has ended in Europe. The young men of many nations have suffered, sacrificed, and achieved victory. The coming months and years will reveal what will be done with that victory.
It happened during this week in 1945. The nearly six-year-long war in Europe ended, and an American radio commentator, Edward R. Murrow, described VE Day in London. Across the Atlantic, May 8, 1945, Harry S. Truman had been president less than 1 month.
I only wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to witness this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.
It was during that second week of May, 1945, that World War II ended in Europe. It would continue another 4 months in the Pacific. In music, this big band extra was only a month old. extra about the Capitol International Jazz Men, featuring solos by Nat Cole on piano, Buster Bailey clarinet, Benny Carter alto, Coleman Hawkins tenor. You Can Depend on Me. It was recorded the 30th of March, 1945. But now back to that countdown. For the second week of May, 1945, this was the nation's sixth most popular record. Martin, his singing saxophone and his orchestra, and a slightly cracked recording of Laura. It was record number 7 during that second week of May, 1945. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a Big Band Countdown. In this edition, a survey of the top 10 records in the United States during the second week of May, 1945. From vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestral World, and Variety, comes this presentation of original records in their sometimes scratchy, even cracked form that now make up the Big Band Countdown.
Americans in Europe take a drink or two now and then, but the upper 99% have a limit and stick to it. They know that when you get polluted, you also pollute the image of the United States in the eyes of all who see you. Who see you staggering down the street, loud and boisterous and looking for trouble. Stick to your limit, and you'll win friends for yourself and influence Europeans for your country.
The second week of May, 1945, and counting down. Counting down the popularity charts to record number 5.
Walk with baby, she's big feet, she's long, lean, lank, had nothing to eat, but she's my baby lover just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia's her name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes you think it's so hard?
I love you just the same. Crazy about you, baby, cause Caledonia's your name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes you think it's so hard?
Galloping into the top 10 that second week of May, 1945, scoring strong with record number 5, Caledonia, vocal by the leader, instrumental solos by Flip Phillips on tenor, Bill Harris trombone, Ralph Byrd's piano, Chubby Jackson on bass. Neil Hefti wrote the arrangement for record number 5. Counting down to record number 4.
All that I feel for you. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive.
forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I said it again.
During that second week of May 1945, their recording of There I've Said It Again was the nation's fourth most popular, record number four in the Big Band Countdown. If you've recently arrived overseas and it's permitted, naturally you'll want to make arrangements to get your dependents over as soon as possible. Having your loved ones near is most important, but don't have them make the move until you're absolutely sure what your duty requirements are. Circumstances may put you in any number of locales before you're actually attached to a permanent unit. When you're ready, your personal affairs officer will be more than happy to advise you as to the various benefits you're entitled to in transporting your family and household effects. Before continuing the Big Band Countdown, here's an extra. Artie Shaw didn't have a record in the top 10 that second week of May 1945, but he did have a new record that was just beginning to show up in record stores around the nation. less than a month old at the time of our survey, Artie Shaw's Summertime, recorded April 17th, 1945. And this is Chuck Cecil continuing the countdown now, counting down to record number 3.
Because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me.
She understands me, my understanding candy.
And candy's always handy
when I need sympathy.
I wish that there were 4 of her, so I could love much more of her.
She has taken my complete heart,
got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy.
It's gonna be just dandy.
The day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers and their recording of Candy, the nation's third most popular record during that second week of May, 1945. Record number 3. Counting down now to record number 2.
Set my heart at ease. Gonna
to renew old memories. Got my faith, got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation. Long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental.
The record would become a million seller. And during that second week of May 1945, Les Brown's recording of Sentimental Journey was still climbing in popularity, resting in number two position. Doris Day sang the words for record number two. That second week of May 1945, moviegoers were crying through A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, cheering through National Velvet, voting The Lost Weekend as the year's best movie. The War Production Board had lifted manufacturing bans on 73 consumer items. That happened on May the 10th. 3 days later, the King of Swing recorded what turns out to be now a big band extra. Recorded while our survey was taking place, the Benny Goodman Sextet and Rachel's Dream, named for Goodman's baby daughter. A little band with an extra before we conclude this edition of the Big Band Countdown. You know, the making of a will can be a simple action. It's a thing that most servicemen should have, especially if they're married. Because facts and figures compiled by the U.S. Department of Commerce show that wives usually live a bit longer than their husbands. So the Department of Defense provides legal assistance for servicemen wishing to make a will. And it's a good idea to have your wife play a role in the planning of your estate, because on her death, all property is controlled by her will. Your legal officer knows all about it. And now, here it is. Here is America's favorite record for that second week of May, 1945. This was record number one. Second week of May, 1945. Doris Day, band vocalist at that period of time, sang the words to My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. Record number one during the middle part of May, 1945. For the past hour, this has been Chuck Cecil with the Big Band Countdown. In this edition, we've listened to the 10 most popular records in the United States during the second week of May, 1945. From a collection of vintage publications and original, sometimes scratchy records, this has been my survey of yesterday's top 10, the Big Band Countdown.
is the American Forces Network, Europe. Conversational German begins on Tuesday, October 18th at the Gibbs 97th Education Center. The classes will meet each Tuesday and Thursday evening, and the fee will be on a prorated basis. You can register now at the Gibbs 97th Education Center, Gibbs Kasern, Frankfurt, Building 403. This is AFN Frankfurt, AM and full stereo FM.
It's 12 noon, Central European time.
AFN News, from the wires of the AP and UPI.
Good afternoon, I'm Jan Wood, AFN News, reporting a Panama Canal Zone official says a former U.S. Army sergeant sought for questioning by a Senate committee has been jailed at his own request, saying he wants protection. The Canal Zone official says former Sergeant Rodriguez Brustmeyer is being held in the Balboa police station. Brustmeyer is wanted for questioning by the Senate Intelligence Committee. That panel is probing alleged U.S. eavesdropping on Panamanians during the Panama Canal Treaty negotiations. California Republicans have let it be known that they are against the Carter administration's Panama Canal treaties. From the state GOP conference site in San Diego, a report from CBS correspondent Murray Fromson.
Hardly a voice has been raised in defense of treaty ratification. The only notable exception, former President Ford. The state convention has almost become the launching platform for an unofficial initiative against giving up ownership of the canal. And again, the man who virtually made it an issue in last year's presidential campaign, Ronald Reagan, was talking about it with prompting from the press. Almost all the questions asked of Reagan dealt with the canal, and he answered them.
The administration can't have it both ways. They can't tell us that the canal isn't very important anymore, but then turn around and sell us on the idea that we can sign the treaty because it gives us the right to go sailing in there with the Marines and take it back if something goes wrong. Now, if the canal isn't really that important, then why are we giving them $80 million a year?
But in a prepared text of his speech, Reagan mentioned the highly emotional issue only one time. Murray Thompson, CBS News, San Diego.
Hijackers reportedly are offering to release 40 more of the 80 hostages they still hold aboard a Japan Airlines jet in the Bangladesh capital of Dhaka, but reasons for the new offer are not clear. 60 hostages were released yesterday after officials met the hijackers' ransom demands. Officials also say the hijacked plane will not be allowed to leave Dhaka until a third country offers to accept the aircraft and hijackers, and so far none of the countries approached has given the plane landing permission. Buses and trucks are blocking the takeoff path of the aircraft. The situation at Dhaka International Airport was further complicated yesterday when junior officers of the Bangladesh government attempted a coup. The government says it put down that uprising after six Air Force officers were killed in fighting at the airport. Authorities in Jerusalem say a bomb has exploded in the city's central bus station and has injured three persons, one of them seriously. Hospital officials say the wounded have not been identified, and it's not known if they are Arabs or Jews. Police have closed the busy bus terminal and have launched an investigation. Leftists seeking revenge for the shooting death of a 20-year-old comrade went on a burning and stone-throwing spree in half a dozen Italian cities yesterday. Clouds of tear gas fill plazas in Rome, Milan, and Turin as police try to break up rioting crowds. A Senate leader is predicting senators are getting fed up with the filibuster over natural gas deregulation and will move to quash the filibuster by Tuesday. Senate Democratic leader Robert Byrd said after yesterday's session, which also was bogged down by the filibuster, that he believes senators have had a belly full of it. The National Weather Service says 13 tornadoes were reported yesterday in the U.S., and some of them caused extensive damage. Six of the twisters were sighted in Kentucky and three in Indiana. One twister near London, Kentucky, lifted 10 mobile homes off their foundations, and at least six persons were injured. Two tornadoes injured at least 13 persons in Ohio and caused an estimated $2 million damage. All seven persons aboard a charter airplane were killed yesterday when the plane crashed in the Cascade Mountains in Washington State. The Federal Aviation Administration says the single-engine private plane was en route from Kenmore, Washington, to British Columbia. The Central European forecast for the remainder of today calls for partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies with scattered rain showers. The outlook for tonight calls for partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies with patchy areas of fog. The forecast was provided by the Air Force's 7th Weather Squadron at Heidelberg. And that completes this summary of news from the wires of UPI and the AP. I'm Jan Wood, AFN News.
Today's German phrase will help you when you're traveling.
Ist ein Speisewagen in diesem Zug?
That means, is there a dining car on this train?
Ist ein Speisewagen in diesem Zug?
Memorize the phrase of the day every day and use it when you need to communicate in German. And, of course, be sure to enroll in a German course at your education center.
Ist ein Speisewagen in diesem Zug?
That's today's phrase of the day.